Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Here at the PNC studio at Halas Hall, I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears limp into Green Bay after a very demoralizing loss to the Jaguars at home. Is it a good thing that there's such a quick turnaround?
Well, I think there is. You have a bunch of difference of opinion. Some players don't like Thursday night. I always did. I always liked the week that you were preparing, that you didn't have to put on pads, and everything was concentrated to a Thursday night effort and, you know, get ready for a really emotional packed game, because that's not going to be the challenge of getting up for a Thursday night game. This is the Green Bay Packers. So you always have a bus full of emotion, and it even carries through your preparation during the week. Understanding who your opponent is, it's another divisional rivalry, and you got to go in there and bring your best.
Now, recently, Willie Young said Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, but to me, watching tape of him, Aaron Rodgers hasn't really played like Aaron Rodgers this year. The last 16 games that he's played, he's only had one game over 100 passer rating. He used to do that every game. What do you see that's different, and what can the Bears exploit?
I think it's a lack of supporting cast. Before, when Aaron Rodgers was Aaron Rodgers, he had quality running backs. He had good receivers. He had a solid tight end, and he had consistency on the offensive line. They got offensive line changes. They're intermittent between their tight end position. They got receivers who are coming back from injuries and guys that aren't in there all the time. And they really don't have a solid running back. So that means Aaron Rodgers has to play even better. He has more responsibility that falls on his shoulders.
A lot of injuries on the Bears defense. Willie Young is playing great, but they haven't gotten much pass rush besides Willie Young. So how do you do it against Aaron Rodgers?
Number one, I don't want him to escape to his right, because that's where he's his most efficient. I need discipline on the line of scrimmage, because you know how they have a silent crowd there when the offense is on the field. And Aaron Rodgers, he's very versatile with his snap count. He can get the offensive line in a herky-jerky or a jumping motion. He can't do that because he will take advantage of a free throw with a long pass downfield. If you allow them to have those long time-consuming drives where you're into the 11th, 12th, 14th play of a drive, then fatigue is a factor. So make sure that everybody plays their part with discipline and try to get them off the field as soon as possible. And just don't give Aaron Rodgers free escape.
Let's look at the other side of the ball. The Bears offense has been moving the ball up and down the field. Brian Hoyer's got four straight 300-yard passing games, first Bears quarterback ever to do that. They're not scoring. They're not finishing drives. Everybody knows they have to score touchdowns in the red zone. How do they do that against Green Bay?
I think making sure everybody understands their assignment completely when they break the huddle inside the red zone. You can't have any mental lapses. You can't have any receivers that are 2 or 4 yards out of position and the quarterback thinking differently. You have to open some holes on the line of scrimmage and make sure the running back is equally as important to your success in the red zone as any receiver out there. And then you have to make sure that you play mistake-free football in terms of penalties. 20 penalties in 2 weeks. I don't care where they are on the field. You can't overcome that amount of lost yardage. So, like I said, it's not wholesale changes in the lineup. It's just about playing mistake-free football.
Awesome stuff, Tom, as always. Now comes my favorite part of our little program, Tom's Take, where I ask Tom to reflect on a game or games against the opponent the Bears are facing. I want to talk about going to Lambeau Field. For me personally, I've been doing this for a long time, as you know. No better place to go watch the Bears on the road with the rivalry, the atmosphere. Basically, the entire city of Green Bay shuts down. It's unlike any other atmosphere in the NFL. What would you say about your experiences going up to Lambeau? How much different is it as a Chicago Bear, as a guy from Joliet, than any other place?
Unbelievable. The transformation of the stadium, first of all, because when we went to Green Bay early in my career, it was a humble little stadium in the middle of Green Bay. Now it's something that rises above the horizon, and you can see it forever. And that's one thing. It's added a lot more crowd capacity, a lot more crowd noise. Before, when I used to go to Green Bay as a player, we used to walk right through the concourse onto the field. Now, as you leave the locker room, you go underneath the stadium and come out on the field, and you kind of look at it like it is, you know, the grandest building in the city of Green Bay.
He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.